Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, May 5th. A quick traffic note for drivers in Owen Sound today. Construction's closed a section of 9th Avenue East. It's closed between 6th and 9th Streets until around 5 this afternoon. Saugeen Shores is looking for input on its new pre-approved housing designs. The town has a survey online until Friday. Last year, it received Federal Housing Accelerator and Bruce Power seed funding to launch a pre-approved housing design program. Mayor Luke Charbonneau says it's intended to be used for affordable housing.
Affordable forms of housing built that, you know, maintain and uphold the character of Saugeen Shores. And so this is a way for us to encourage that by actually creating designs for people to pick up off the shelf and do that.
The designs include small cottages for additional residential units, as well as duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. They'll be pre-approved with final renderings and other details. Hanover Police will be working through the summer to address loud mufflers and aggressive driving. Project Noisemaker is an enforcement initiative set to launch next week in response to community complaints. Hanover Police Chief Chris Knoll says ensuring the safety of local roads is a fundamental priority of the police service. An abstract artist who lives in Bruce County is looking forward to being on display in Toronto. Bianca Nam's work will be on display at the Artist Project this weekend at the Better Living Center in Toronto. Nam draws inspiration from the landscapes of Bruce and Grey counties in her work.
I recently moved to Tara, so I have been now integrating myself with the community here and just trying to make an art community that's closer to home.
On the national news, U.S. President Donald Trump doubled down on his desire to have Canada become America's 51st state in a television interview. His comments came ahead of Prime Minister Mark Carney's first visit to Washington to meet with Trump tomorrow. The two leaders are expected to discuss tariffs and the broader relationship between Canada and the United States. Meantime, Alberta's premier will be speaking this afternoon about her province's future with Ottawa. The address follows Danielle Smith's first meeting last week with Prime Minister Mark Carney and rallies from Albertans who want their province to separate from Canada. Smith says she's willing to give the new federal government a chance to mend their relationship with Alberta. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a lower open this morning. Futures tied to major indexes down around 1% in pre-market trading. Markets coming off a broad rally on Friday. The Dow closed 564 points higher to 41,317. The S&P 500 closed 1.5% higher, a 9-day winning streak for the main U.S. stock benchmark, while the NASDAQ was up around 1.5% as well. The TSX jumped 235 points to 25,031. Bitcoin off around 2% this morning to $94,000 US. The price of oil lower as well, another 1.5%, $57.50 per barrel, while gold's up more than 2% to $3,320 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 72.46 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. The Winnipeg Jets beat St. Louis in double overtime of Game 7 to advance to Round 2. How they did it is the big story. Down 2 goals with less than 2 minutes remaining, Jets scored twice to tie. Cole Perfetti got the equalizer with 3 seconds left in their season. That's the latest tying goal in a Game 7 in history. Adam Lowry scored the winner. The Jets start Round 2 on Wednesday against Dallas. The second round starts tonight. The Maple Leafs host Florida. That's an 8 o'clock puck drop. The NHL draft lottery's also tonight. Sharks have the best odds of getting the first pick. PWHL, Montreal finished first overall, and they chose Ottawa as their opponent in the semis. Toronto will face Minnesota, the defending champs. That series starts Wednesday. Blue Jays lost 2 of 3 to Cleveland over the weekend. They visit the Angels tomorrow. Golden State took out Houston in 7. That completed round 1. On the same day, round 2 started. Indiana won game 1 against Cleveland. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Hanover Barons clipped the Essex 73s 2-1 to take a 2-0 series lead in the PGHL Schmalz Cup final. Canada won gold at the U18 Men's World Hockey Championship. Owen Sound Attack athletic therapist Andy Brown was on Canada's staff. And in lacrosse, Nate Laycock scored 6 goals to help the Owen Sound Junior B North Stars to a 14-11 win over Wallaceburg Red Devils, making it back-to-back wins over the weekend. And Owen Sound beat Brooklyn 10-6 in Senior B lacrosse. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Mostly cloudy today with a chance of some showers, possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon, a high of 19. Tonight cloudy, chance of rain or thunder showers and a low of 11. And cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some showers and 19.